I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, "Boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter, and this is what it said: if you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away. In the doorway of a church where me and grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, until I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me.
Well, a very good morning to you. And that's Colin Ray, yeah? Love me, and if you get there before I do. So, good morning, Namibia. Good morning, my dear listener. Welcome to Eagle FM. And thank you, Francina, for handing over the mic to this side of the world, to Ondangwa Studio. So, we come into you live. And good morning, this beautiful Saturdays. How is your Saturday at this morning? Hope you are engaged in some kind of productive activities, not in some kind of unproductive activities. So how's your morning? Are you resting? Are you doing some, as I said, some productive work? You know, not just, you know, I wouldn't even mention what I want to say. So how are you this morning? So welcome. You are tuning to Mind Matters on this beautiful morning. And I'm your host, Big Mike Oshavedi, coming to you live for the next 2 hours or so. And wherever you find yourself, wherever you find yourself across our beautiful country, you are most welcome. So you are most welcome. This is the program where we focus on emotional, psychological, and social well-being. We focus on you. We talk about real life. We talk about real struggles. So we talk about, you know, the real solutions. So this morning, So we will be discussing about baggage. All right? Baggage. So no, I'm not the kind of, not the kind you carry when you are, you know, when you're catching a bus to Oshikango or to Windhoek, or maybe you're flying to Cape Town, all that kind of baggage. So we're talking about the invisible kind of baggage, the kind that weigh you down, that weigh you down your heart, keep you up at night, you know, and stop you from moving forward. That is the baggage that we're talking about. That's the baggage that we will be talking about. So this morning's topic is why it's so hard. Why it's so hard to let go of the past. So that's what we're talking about. So why it is so hard to let go of the past. That's our topic this morning. So welcome. And if you're just joining us, our time right now is about 11 minutes past the hour of 11. And as I said, we will be going up to 1 o'clock. And then after that, we will be we will have Tate France coming up with the historic. Oh my goodness, this is gonna kill me. So, all right. So, welcome, and all right. So, welcome. So, that's what we're gonna talk about today. So, why it is so hard to let go of the past. So that's our topic this morning. And as usual, this is this hour from 11 o'clock up to 1 o'clock. We call this hour a mental health hours. So where, as I said, this is a program where we focus on your emotional, psychological, and social well-being. So if you find yourself in a situation or someone you love, you know, in a situation where you really don't know what to do or how to handle that, or you find yourself really stressed and in a place, in a dark place where you don't want to be, but you don't know who to talk to and where to go. So this is the platform we have created for you. I'm a professional counselor, social behavior analyst by professions. So I can be able to help where I can, and if I cannot, as I always said, I will be able to refer you or look for, get your number and get somebody actually to help you. So make sure that you, I will also give my number so that you can call me after, when you need help. So this is a serious thing. So there are people out there who may not actually have, who find themselves in those dark places, and they just don't know to whom they can turn to. So this is a platform. You can be anonymous and just tell us what the issue is all about. But also you can call me later, and really, we can get into a discussion where we can see how we can help you. So yeah, that's a fallout to this program. So we're not just doing this, but we also want to help where we can. So, all right. So now, you know, there is this powerful quote by Leo Babauta, that says the root of all our problems is our inability to let go. So I want you to reflect on that for a moment. The root of all our problems is our inability to let go. So how many times have you found yourself holding on to something? Maybe grudges. You hold on grudge or painful memory, a relationship that ended years ago, maybe even a version of yourself that no longer exists, but you keep on holding on to that. So this morning we are going to discuss why letting go feels like trying to hold. Sometimes it's like trying to hold on water in your hands. The tighter you squeeze, the more it's actually slip away. So what we will talk about what keeping you stuck, what is letting go means. We'll talk about what are the things that, you know, we hold on to. What are those things that we hold on to? And what are the reasons we hold onto these things, onto the people? Maybe it could be things, it could be ideas, could be perspective, could be anything. So what are the reasons holding on to those? And I'm also going to look at the practical step to let go, really practically. How do you let go of these thoughts, of this, whatever you are holding on to? So, and I'm going to give you, you know, practical steps to break free from whatever you are holding on to. So as you can see, that's quite a lot we have to do on the show. So please join me in discussing this, because you're also most welcome. Anything that struck you, you're most welcome to come through. As I said, if there's something that you really want to discuss to me, you discuss with me on the show, that might not also be related to exactly what we're talking about, but in the same breath, you know, you're most welcome to come through. So yeah, I'll give you our studio number from the very beginning, 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So grab your tea, grab your cup of tea, or is it too hot? Well, grab the juice or whatever that you take. All right? And let's join together here on Mind Matters. So before we do that, let's have another commercial break, another musical break. So, and then when we come from there, from our musical break, then we can get into our topic this morning. So, good morning. Let's get Xenia Twine. You Have Got a Way. So, coming up.
Just
Well, that's Shania Twain. You got away. So welcome to, if you're just joining us, our time is 20 minutes past the hour of 11, and you are tuned into Mind Matters. So welcome, wherever you find yourself, and where are you listening to us from? So whether inside of the country or outside of the country, wherever you find yourself. Today's topic, we're looking at why it is so hard to let go of the past. So that's what we're looking at. But let me start by clearing up a huge misconception, okay? When we talk about letting go, people immediately think, oh, so I must just forget everything. I must just forget everything. Pretend it never happened. No, my friend. Let go, it does not mean forgetting. Let me say that again. So let go, it doesn't mean forgetting. Okay? And I want you to listen well. Letting go is not about erasing your memory like you are deleting photos from your phone. It's about releasing something's power over you. I wonder if you understand that. So it's about releasing, you're releasing something's power over you. Something has a power over you. So it's about remembering what happened without being hijacked by the pain, anger, or sadness every single time. So every single time you think about that, you are hijacked by pain. You are hijacked by anger. You are hijacked by sadness, whatever the case may be. So every single time. So that's what it means. It means it's about remembering what happened without now being hijacked, without feeling the pain, without actually, you know, I prefer the word hijacked, without being hijacked by the pain, by the anger, and by sadness. So every time you actually recalling or meeting that person or whatever the case may be. So think about it like this, okay? Imagine you are carrying a rock. Yeah, that would be, you know, you're carrying a rock. At first, it's manageable. Maybe the rock is not that too heavy. You know, at first, it might be manageable. But you carry it for days, weeks, months, years. Now, that rock gets heavier and heavier. Not because it's growing. The rock is not growing. But because you are tired. Do you understand? Let go means now putting the rock down. That's what it means. The rock still exists. That means your memory, your experience, they still exist. But you are no longer carrying its weight. You are no longer carrying its weight. Okay, you put the rock down. So as a Kwanyama, I'm tend to say lock. You put the lock down. Okay, you put the rock. So you put the rock down. So that's what we're talking about. Let me give you an example. Okay, let's say you and your childhood friend from Katatura. Okay. Katatura is the common location in Namibia. So let's say you and your childhood from Katatura had a fallout 5 years ago over something. Could be anything. Maybe money borrowed or never returned. Or could be a word said in anger. Maybe you say something when you were angry and, you know, and that actually make both of you actually fall out. Now, every time you see them anyway, every time you see them anyway, or hear just their name mentioned, it could be maybe at a family gathering, or it could be, you know, anywhere, hearing just their name mentioned. So what happened? Your chest already start to, you know, tighten up. Your whole mood changes. So that person, and listen to me carefully, that person is living rent-free
in your head. He's living rent-free in your head, controlling your emotion from a distance. They don't need to be by you. You could just hear their name, and what happened? You're physically, I'm talking about physically, you changed. So as I said, you could be emotional. Your whole mood could change just by hearing that person's name. And that's what we're talking about. So letting go means putting down or putting the rock down. Okay? The rock still exists, the memory, the experience, but you're no longer carrying its weights. You're still carrying the weight. That's why when you hear the name, when you just even the mention of the name, your whole mood changes. You might find yourself finding very hard to breathe, or whatever the case may be. The reaction is different from person to person. So the person is controlling your emotion, even when they are not there. So you're still carrying that weight, that rock's weight. Now, letting go means now you remember what happened. You learn from it. But when you see them, well, you feel neutral. You feel peaceful. You feel free. So that's what it means. You are letting go. You are at the point where you can remember what happened. Doesn't matter. You can recall what happened. But then you have learned from it. You have worked through it. You worked through it. To a point where you learn from it. And now when you see people or when you hear their name mentioned or whatever the case may be, or it could be a thing, could be an idea, you're neutral. You feel neutral. You feel peaceful. And I said, you feel free. That's what it means. So just wanted to, put you in the context of what we're talking about. Okay. It's not just forget about what happened to you. That's not what it's all about. So what is exactly do we need to let go? What is that you need to let go? The simple answer is anything that does not serve us in a helpful or positive way. All right? That's a simple answer. But we're going to look at what are the things maybe that we need to look at. So what exactly do we need to let go of? What is that you need to let go of? The underlying principle is that anything that does not serve us in a helpful or positive way. What are those things that are not helping us, that are not helpful, that are not serving us in a positive way? There could be many things. There could be many, 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 many things. So let's look at some of the things. And here you can, for yourself, now you can look at whether is this what is happening to me? So I'm just giving an idea. So what exactly do we need to let go? Some of the things that we need to let go. So things that actually might not actually serving us, may not be actually helpful or in a very positive way for us. So what is exactly we need to let go of? First, we need to let go. The most important things probably is hurtful emotions. The bitterness you still feel, the bitterness you still feel towards your ex. Could be your former employee, your former employer. Okay. You still have those bitterness to your former employer. Or that relative of yours who said something cruel, at someone's wedding, You remember when probably said, when are you going to have a child? And that have hurt you. But you're still holding on to that. It hurts you so much. And then every time you see this person, you know, it has some, every time you see them, it brings you those hurtful emotions in you. So these are the things that we do need to let go of. Now think of yourself, and I'm going to give you some practical, you know, exercise how to let go of some of the things that we talk about. So think of what hateful emotions are you holding on to? And what are they serving for you? What do they serve? Because we hold on to some of those emotions because they serve a purpose. It might be hateful emotions, but they still serve a purpose in you. I have a right to be angry with this person. So you keep on angry to justify, you know, your emotion. Or you keep being angry to justify why you hate that person. You keep on holding on to that to justify for what they have done for you. It is true. What they have done to you might be wrong, could be hurtful, whatever the case may be. That could be true. But now you're holding on to this emotion to justify holding on to it. Do you understand? You following me? You justify hating this person. So you keep on holding on to this. So those hateful emotions. It could be traumatic events. Okay, the other things that we hold on to is traumatic events. Maybe you lost someone, you know, someone that you love. Maybe you went through, you might have went through an abuse. You went through a poverty. Some people actually, you might have gone through a traumatic poverty experience. Could be rejection. You know, your father rejected you while you were, you know, were young or something like that. Rejection. That's what I said. Have you made peace with your past? There are so many things that could have been in your past. Have you made peace with your past? Are you still fighting it every day? What is that you are fighting every day that is from your past? That is actually holding you back. Some of the things you may not even know because it has become a pattern for you. And you start to believe that's how life is. That's what it is. That's life. You don't even know that there are certain things that you are not letting go. Like a traumatic event. I just don't like that person. I just don't like them. So why? You have no idea. Could be any traumatic event. Could be any, may not be related to that person, but something that happened to you. So, looking at this, you see, the basic thing, as I said, anything that does not serve us in a helpful and positive way. Do you have some traumatic event that you're holding on to that are not serving you anymore? In a helpful and positive way. Maybe it's the time you need to let go. And it could be a habit. It could also be a habit. You know that thing you keep doing, even though it is destroying you. Whether it's drinking too much. It could be drinking too much. You know that it's destroying you. We're holding on to that. Yeah. It could be habit. Staying in a toxic relationship. Could be any other habit as well. You're procrastinating on your dreams. Yeah. As I said, and that has become a habit. Habit keep us comfortable in our pain. Write that down. Okay? So that you remind yourself, you know, that you remind yourself all the time. Remind yourself about this, that habits keep us comfortable in our pain. Alcohol, for example. So, why you drink alcohol? Some people drink alcohol because, you know, then I don't have much time to think about the problems that I'm going. First it was just a drink until it becomes, you know, this is something I need to do to keep myself alive. Do you understand? So that's why habit keep us comfortable in our pain. Think about that. So whether you're procrastinating now, I talk about procrastinating on your dreams, for example. That habit, it keeps you comfortable. Procrastinating keeps you comfortable. In your pain, the pain of reaching your dreams. Yeah. Staying in a toxic relationship. You keep telling yourself, whatever you keep telling yourself, it's a habit. Whatever that you keep telling yourself that keep you staying in a toxic relationship, it becomes a habit, but it becomes comfortable in your pain. Do you understand? So we're looking at what exactly do we need to let go? What are those things that we need to let go? Hurtful emotion, we look at that. We need to let go of hurtful emotions. We need to let go of traumatic events. So maybe we need to let go of certain habits. Eh? So, and maybe we need to let go. It could be perspectives. Perspective of the world. How you perceive the world, how you perceive yourself, especially yourself. I'm not good enough. People like me don't succeed. There's something that I always said when people approach me with this competition. I normally said, people like me don't win things. You understand? It's a perspective. But that could be also a perspective in something much, much, much more damaging, if you like. Eh? I will always be poor. That's kind of a mentality. Eh? These are prisons of the mind. All right? If you have this kind of perspectives, they are prisons of the mind. They are imprison you. And remember what I said, the basic principle is that anything that does not serve us in a helpful and positive way is exactly what we need to let go. Anything. So, it could be fear. Maybe we need to let go fear. You know? We're talking about you staying actually in a toxic, as a habit, staying in a toxic friendship or toxic relationship. Why? Because you're afraid of being alone. Yeah? Or maybe you are afraid of what people say. Whatever the things, you stuck in here because you're afraid of what people would say. A fear of unknown, what would happen to me? So now you are in this prison of mind. You are in this habit that keeps us comfortable in our pain because you're afraid. Because you're afraid of what's going to come. You're afraid of taking that risk. Maybe something happened to you in the past. So that keeps you now at the standstill. Eh? So we're going to look at what is the cost of, down the line, we're going to look at what is the cost of holding on to something. You are at the standstill. You're not moving. Maybe that's why you're not moving in your life. It's because there's something that you're holding on to that are not serving you in a helpful and positive way anymore. You're afraid of being alone. You're afraid of being of what people say. That is also something maybe that we need to let go. Or it could be people. It could be people. Yeah. Yes. Sometimes we need to let go of people who consciously or continuously hurt us. We need to let them go. Who continuously drain us? There are just people who are draining us continuously. So we need to let them go. Or hold us back. There are people that are holding us back. Maybe it's the people that we need to let go of. Sometimes we need to let go of people. Maybe in your life is the people that you need to let go. All right? It could be control. Have you thought of that? Trying to control everything. Maybe you need to let go of control. Trying to control everything and everyone around. That must be exhausting. It is exhausting you. Maybe that's what you need to let go. You want to be in control of everything and that exhausts you. Sometimes you just have to let life let life flow. Let life be. So sometimes you just have to let life flow. Let life be. So maybe that's something that you need to let go. That's something maybe that you need to let go of. I'm just trying to throw all other aspects, you know, in our life that may be, you know, holding us back. That maybe they are not serving us any longer. I'm opening up for you to think in your own life, what is that I need to let go of? Yeah. Or it could be things, really things. Maybe that old car that you can't afford to fix. But you won't sell it. Pay for everything and get dopey. I know it's not you that I'm talking about. So there are people now who say, hey. Now that's not me you're talking about. Okay. Some of the people that I know anyway. Oh, not to get dopey. The old car you can't afford to fix, but you won't sell. Maybe that's something that you need to let go. Maybe that house full of clutters. Things we hold on to because somehow they represent who we were. They represent who we were, not who we are becoming. That's the difference. So they represent who we were, but not who we are becoming. Maybe that's the things that we need to let go. So, yeah, what are the things that we need to let go of? So you are most welcome. You're most welcome to come through as well. Let me know. Let me know also things that you have let you go that make you actually much, much freer. That gave you that peace of mind in your life because you let that go. Okay. What are those things? Telephone number 08333-66091, 08333-66091. So when we come back, we're also going to look at why we hold on to these things. Looking at the reasons, we'll be talking about the real question. If I hold on hurts so much. So if hold on hurts so much, why do we keep doing it? If it hurts so much, why do we keep doing it? So that's what we're going to look at. So when we come back, music It's part of our, you know, of our program. You are also part of our program. So you're most welcome to come through and talk to me. So let's go tomorrow. If tomorrow never comes, by Garth Brooks. So if tomorrow never comes, so we'll come back after this.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? Did I try it every way to show her every day that she's my only one? If my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say each day how much she means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
All right. That's Tomorrow Never Comes by Garth Brooks. Welcome back. And this is Mind Matter. Our telephone number is 08333 66 091 if you want to get in touch with me. And our time is about 10 minutes to 12. So, and we go up to 12 o'clock, I mean to 1 o'clock, and this is your mental health hours. So good morning and good day to you. You're most welcome and thanks for joining us. So we're talking about why it's so hard to let go of the past. So, and we're looking at what is let go first. And then we talked about what is exactly do we need to let go of? So we talk about, as I said, a fundamental principle is that it's a simple answer is that anything that does not serve us in a helpful and positive way, it's we need to let go of that. And we look at a couple of, I just give you a different aspect of us as human being, maybe where we're holding on to things that we might be holding on to. We could be holding on to on some hurtful feeling. Maybe those are the one that we need to let go. It could be we're holding on to some traumatic events. So that maybe we need to let go. It could be habits, you know, like drinking. Maybe those are things we need to let go. It could be, you know, it could be perspective or fear or people. So, or control. Those are things that we look at. Let's look at the color quickly. A very good morning. Welcome to Mind Matters.
Yo, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Bwana. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm all right, man.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Let it go. That topic is it's always confusing me, and maybe the difficulty in getting the core issue of that discussion.
Mm.
But it's something very important in terms of making peace with other people or making peace within yourself.
Yeah.
So that grudges and all this bitterness don't or overburden us.
Yeah.
It's something very, very important because I think in we always step on one another's soul.
Hmm.
And there are always conflict and misunderstanding between people.
Yeah.
But when this conflict erupts,
hmm,
there are also, I think, stage where we can really reconcile,
yeah,
ourselves, reconcile with other people.
Yeah. And let's say for example, you are in a situation where you cannot be able to reconcile with the other people, with the other person. So letting go now is looking at yourself, you know, that I cannot go on holding on these grudges because it's me that is eating up. It's not the other person. The other person might going on with their life. Let's say, for example, you were with this person for a long time. You were just engaged, and then you find out that now the person is marrying the other person. Now that person is happily married now to someone else, but now you hold this resentment within yourself. No, it doesn't mean he didn't hurt you. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. You know, yes, we said this happened. Yes, this hurt me, you know, but I can't keep on holding on these emotions, which is actually now prison me. It prisons you, you know, and that's what you want to let go. So that, yes, even if I meet them, yes, I know they hurt me. I know they did this to me and it bring this to me, whatever the case may be. But I let go of that to heal me. All right? To heal me. Yeah.
Yes, because many a time, if you, for example, you were in a relationship with somebody,
yeah,
and they happen to some conflict and the issues of that nature, things didn't go well, and then you see that person got married, I think that should give you some kind of release.
Yeah.
Because now that person is married and is enjoying his life, why can't you be so appreciable? Because
it's difficult. Like say, for example, you are the man for 7 years or whatever, how many years you have been supporting this person. You know, you support them. And now you're thinking, your mind now kind of like, I could have actually spent that money invested in someone else. That your mind now goes recycling this thought, and then it creates that perspective that you become so hateful, you become so resentful, you know. And it's human nature, of course. That's human. It's not just simple as that. Oh, you let go, fine, whatever. No. It's a process. It's a process that you need to go through. Yeah,
but you see, the only problem is that when you exchange those kind of gifts or love or whatever,
yeah,
even if you give it in the monetary value, so The only problem is that if you think about the things that you have spent,
yeah,
that I spent, think about the time that you have spent, think about the enjoyment and the peace that you had with that person.
Mm.
And I think it's also part of the investment that you have made,
yeah,
whether in terms of money or time or whatever, and you know, the energy.
Mm.
But how do you then go back and start thinking about those other things? Of course, because it's human nature,
yeah,
they do come in, but there's no way you can follow it up.
Yeah.
Because they are already consumed, and you have also enjoyed some kind of benefit or the what is it that you enjoy in the relationship, all this kind of the benefit that you have enjoyed in the relationship,
yeah,
then they also expire.
Yeah, so you see, that's what we want. The way you're reasoning, that's how the perspective that we want people to have. You understand? So, but then definitely the other person have a different perspective where they think, you know, I spent so much my money on you. No, and get you where you are now. You're not going to be someone, somebody, you know, you're not going to be someone, somebody. So,
yeah,
and I will never let you that happen. You know, you're humiliating. You see what they take, what they're telling themselves. They create this story now in their mind, which they build it up, that now create hatred and resentment to the point where they build it until they want to kill the person.
Ah, yes. I understand.
Yeah.
I think you just need to come to that realization.
Exactly.
That is, because for me, if the person was with me, and now the person got married, and the kind of respect that I would spend in, toward that person, it will be of that humility.
Yeah.
It will be that high respect.
Yeah.
So this person is in love with this other man, and they have got married. They are in relationship, marriage. Because marriage is honorable. It must be respected.
Yeah.
And you see now that the person is no longer, in fact, the life that the person now lives there, it is something that is dignifying.
Yeah.
Why should you then worry of that person that has left you? Maybe because I know even if it's the person that you are so much in love with you and you are in good terms, the reason why that person actually moved out,
yeah,
perhaps because you were not in good terms, you could not agree in some certain way.
Mm.
And then now that the person has gone, it might also be a release to you.
Yeah.
But definitely you just need to respect that particular person because of the way the person is, especially the women.
Yeah.
We give them the respect. It doesn't matter because if you keep on having that grudge and bitterness,
yeah,
you are actually harming yourself, like you are saying, and you might not even make progress. And the other people are making progress there. The person is happy, just like if you owe somebody some money.
Yeah, exactly. You're and right. Then, that's what we're talking about. You are stuck in the past. You know, you're stuck in the past and you're not making progress. You're not moving. And that is holding you back from many things. Maybe finding someone who actually truly loves you. So instead of looking at that as a lesson that this happened in my life, and it's a lesson that, you know, next time I'm going into a relationship, I should be very cautious, you know, in terms of what I give or what, something like that. Instead of being a lesson, now you use it as a weapon, you know?
Let me to go back. When you buy something, for example, that you have spent,
yeah,
even if that woman has not spent much money on you, they might have spent some kind of caring, love, say some kind of psychosocial support to you, moral support, and then that should not have contributed to your well-being.
Yeah.
So if you, the only problem is that we, especially men, we follow up, we count the cost, and then all these other things. When the person moves away, now you go back and we are told the teaching that, yes, why should you go back to the things that of the woman that you are? After all, even if you go back, the things were already consumed.
Yeah.
They are no longer there.
Yeah.
So all what you do, you just get yourself into unnecessary problems, the psychological torturing, And also, even you end up taking some action, which might not be in line with the law.
Yeah.
Now you end up beating the person or contradicting.
End up in jail. End up killing somebody. You know. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Instead of you having your peace and pray and say, God, you have helped me here. Thank God that person is settled there.
Yeah.
And then you now pray and say, God, please give me the one that you think, the one that you destined for me, that you not give me problem. And you might have also learned good lessons, how to avoid some pitfalls and things like that.
Yeah.
And then you will really live a joyful life, a happy life, a peaceful life. I could not. But you land yourself into trouble. You now get into problem with people around here, and also with God himself.
Yeah.
And then you keep on having that guilty conscience until you might even end up killing yourself.
Exactly.
So I think that psychological counseling and all these things is actually required within our community, our members here, so that we can avoid those gender-based violence and all this trouble that we are putting ourselves through.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for Mike for the opportunity.
Thanks for coming through.
Welcome, sir.
All right.
You can do the same. Have your contribution. Have your reaction on the topic itself. 08333 66091. 08333 66091. It's the number that you can call to get to me here in the studio. All right, so we're looking at why it's so hard to let go of the past. That's what we're looking at. So, and why we keep on. The other things that we now let, I want us to look on, I look on what are things that we need to let go of. Okay, so I look at some of those things. We talked about that. What we need to look at now, why we hold on. So let's talk about the real question now. If holding on, you know, hurts so much, okay? If holding on hurts so much, why do we keep doing it? Okay? Remember, here we analyze our mental processing, all right? So that's what we look at in terms of, remember, this is Mind Matters, okay? So why do we keep holding on? Why do we keep doing it? One of the reasons is that the need to be right. So, and this one really hit home for many people, me included probably, you know, we love to be right. So don't do it. We love to be right, especially in arguments. You know, you rather lose a relationship than admit you are wrong. In most cases that happened, instead of actually admit that you're wrong, so you rather actually just admit, you know, you rather actually lose a relationship than admitting that you're wrong. You know, you keep bringing up what someone did 5 years ago just to prove your point. Especially when it comes to a relationship, just to prove your point. So now, let me tell you about Auntie Maria. It's not a real name, okay? So, but we all know Auntie Maria. So, she'd been fighting with her sister for 15 years over their late mother's inheritance, okay? 15 years. Every family gathering, every wedding, every funeral, the tension is thick. There's always a tension between these two. Both sisters have lost 15 years. They have lost 15 years of joy, of laughter, of sisterhood. They have lost that of sisterhood, because neither one of them want actually just to say I'm sorry, let's move on. And this is a true story. All right, this is a true story.
So I had one of, I had actually an opportunity to talk to one of the sisters. So this is important. Lost, as I said, both sisters have lost 15 years of joy together, of laughter together, of sisterhood, you know, just because neither one of them actually want just to come first and say, I'm sorry, let's move on. So who wins in that scenario? Now, in that now situation, who wins? Nobody. Nobody. But one thing you have to understand is that pride has stolen their peace. Pride has stolen their peace. Don't let pride stole your peace. Don't let pride stole your relations. Sometimes it's just that pride can steal actually your relationship. So, yeah, one reason is that one of the reasons why we keep holding on is that we need to be right. It's just because we need to be right. This is what the person have to do, has done to me. And you keep on holding on because you know, you don't want to let go. It serves you. It's hurtful for you, but it serves you to be angry all the time when you see this person. You want to be justified. You want to be right. Therefore, you keep on holding on. Now, it's a time for you to reflect. Why? What is the reason that you keep on holding on? So the other thing is that we sometimes stay stuck. You know, you stay stuck because you think or you imagine, you can't imagine anything different. So the other reason is that you believe this is your only choice. You understand? I have no choice. You believe this is the only choice. So you stay in the job. Maybe that's killing, really killing your spirit, because at least it pays the bill. That's what you remain stuck there because you think, well, at least it pays the bills. Or you stay in a relationship where you are disrespected because where else will I, who else won't, the common one is that who else would want me? Okay. Maybe you have been in a relationship for a while. Now you're asking, who else would want me? You believe this is your only choice. That's what keeps you holding on. What keeps you holding on? Because you believe that is the only choice. So, I have counseled young many people. Yeah? I have counseled many young people here, you know, who actually dropped, some of them who have actually dropped out of school and believe their life is over. So they can't see there are. So they cannot see that there are many opportunities out there. Maybe you go to evening classes and improve your, you know, you go to NAMCO, there are many outside the formal, you know, education that actually can give you classes, afternoon classes or evening classes. You can go to vocational training. Yeah. Or entrepreneurship opportunities. There could be some entrepreneurship opportunities that are available. So they are holding on to a story that says, I failed, and you know, I failed once, so I am a failure forever. You understand when I'm talking about perspective, I said, what are the things that we're holding on to? It could be that you're holding on to perspective, a perspective that, I failed once, and so I'm a failure forever. And that keep you holding back. That keep you where you are. That keep you stuck. Yeah? So, the truth is not, that is not, the, that's not the truth. Eh? If you say that you are a failed, you failed once and so you are a failure forever, that's not true. Eh? That's actually fear. For me, that's a fear talking. It's fear talking. Eh? Well, The other thing also, the other reason is also, you know, we choose to ignore reality. Sometimes the reason why I keep on holding on to the past, sometimes we choose to ignore reality. So we don't see things as they actually are. In some cases, in most cases, we don't see things as they actually are. We see things as we are. All right? We see things as we are. We create stories in our heads and then defend those stories like they are facts. Now, we were just talking with Uncle Bonner. He said someone, you know, have been living with this person. They're living with the person. They supported them. And so about 7 years they lived together. And then without even telling them, they got married to somebody else. So the other person just find out, you know, from seeing the picture, actually, people marrying. So now that's painful. It's really, 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 really painful. You know, yeah, for someone that you have been with for so many years, didn't even tell you that he's getting married. You know, he just said he's going for a weekend somewhere. It was the marriage. You know, it is very painful. But then, so how do we see that reality? We see that reality as we are. Then we started actually creating, you know, stories in our head. And then sometimes we defend those stories like they are actually facts. And then they lead to some consequences. Maybe that one. The other one would think, maybe this is, that's actually now, that's a woman. That's a man who did that. Imagine if it's a woman. Eh? And then you create, okay, she was just actually, you know, with me for survival. She was just trying to, you know, to get herself maybe, you know, you create the story. As I said, we create the story, you know, in our mind, in our head. And then as we create and then we defend them, most of the time we do this. That's our mind without the reason given to us, without knowing the information. Our mind don't stay empty. We create. Eh? We create stories. And sometimes many people believe the stories they have created without even evidence of such of such a story they created. You understand? So let me give you another example. Your partner comes home late. Okay? I'm now giving you an example, a simple one. The reality might be he got stuck in traffic, or maybe he was just, you know, hang out maybe with friends, like there's football nowadays. He said, well, I was actually having football with somebody, with my friends, you know. But the story in your head, what is the story in your head? They don't love me anymore. They are cheating. They are lying. You understand? That's a story in your head. So you hold on to that story so tightly that even when now the person explain this is the case, you don't believe them. You are choosing your painful narrative over reality. Do you understand? You chose your painful reality, your painful narrative over reality. That's why I said, sometimes we hold on to something because we want to be right, remember that, and also we choose to ignore reality. So we have now chosen our painful narrative over reality. Because for us, maybe that's what makes sense. Yeah. So sometimes the reason why we hold on to things, to hold on what we discussed earlier, hold on to the past. Maybe let me paint a picture about this, okay? It's sometimes that we are scared of what we can do alternatively. We're scared of the alternative. So you have been in a relationship for 5 years, okay? It's not good. There's no trust, no communication, constant fighting. But you stay because you are terrified of what? Of being alone. So the alternative, you're afraid of the alternative. So you think, what if I never find anyone else? So you think, what if I never find anyone else? What if I'm making a mistake? You're afraid of the alternatives. So you cling to someone who makes you miserable out of fear. You're out of fear of an imagined future that might be worse. So you're imagining a future that might be worse. So you remain stuck. That's why we hold on to those. Meanwhile, you are definitely miserable at that point in time. Right now, you're miserable. But you're clinging to someone who makes you miserable for fear of the alternative, for what you imagined, for an imagined future that might, that we don't know, might be worse. So you are terrified of being alone, or I won't find someone else, or what if I'm making a mistake? You remain here. Or think about this, okay? Maybe think about it. You have been working on a business idea. There's also something that they call, I want to bring in the fallacy of what we call sunk cost fallacy. So you have been working on a business idea for 2 years. You have invested money, time, emotion, you know, but deep down, you know, it is not working. Still, you keep pushing, you know, because you are already invested in so much. I have invested so much, you keep pushing. So as I said, this is what we call the sunk cost fallacy, you know, continuing down a doom path. You're going through a doom path, you know, a no-go area. It's not going anywhere simply because you have already invested in it. So that is that now you're afraid of the alternative. So that's why sometimes we keep on holding on, because we are scared of the alternative or the other options that might be there. So, and the most important one, so that I love talking about, is that your mind tricks you. Yeah? The reasons why you keep on holding on is that your mind sometimes tricks you. Our brains are powerful. They are really powerful. But they can also be our worst enemies. Our brain, our mind can also be our worst enemies. You know, you might, your mind will convince you that you need something that is actually harming you. Yeah, your mind can convince you that you need something. But you know for sure that will actually harm you. Maybe it's alcohol, for example. It could be any some substance. You tell yourself, just one drink. Just to relax after work. You understand? Just to relax. But one becomes five. And before you know it, you can't relax without it. To which just said, well, just to relax. Just one to relax. One become five. And just before you know it, you cannot anymore relax without it. So, and what happened? It's just that your mind tricks you. Not just to relax. You understand? It could be what we're talking about, a toxic friend who gossip about you, even gossip you behind your back. But you keep them around. Because we have been friends since primary school. That's now your mind tricks you because we have been friends since our young days. Or it could be, the other thing, it could be a belief system. You know, we talked earlier on, it could be a belief system. You say, well, men don't cry. Men don't cry. Women must suffer in silence. Money is evil or something like that. So these beliefs run your life, somehow like from a shadow. You know, you don't see this, but this, you don't consciously actually see this, say this, but it is a belief system that you hold. Eh? And the reasons why you're holding into the past, you know, why you're holding on to these is because of the belief that you hold. And we were talking about that, I think, in the previous sessions. So please go to that, to that session, last week. I think it's last week. Yeah. So to understand about believing system. Okay. So, and this one, I think this one breaks my heart every time, you know, this one with low self-worth. So I have met so many beautiful, talented, intelligent Namibians who genuinely believe they are worthless. Yeah, I have, you know, they look in the mirror and hate what they see. They hate what they see. They think they deserve every bad thing that happened to them. You know? And if you are one of these people, let me tell you something. If you are one of these people, let me tell you one thing. You are holding on to a lie. You are holding on to a lie. You are not a mistake. You are not your mistakes. Okay, you are not your mistake. You are not what happened to you. Okay, whatever happened to you, you are not what happened to you. You are not what people said about you. So you are worth of love. You are worth of respect. You are worth of happiness. You are worth of success. You are worth of all of that. Exactly as you are. Right now, today. All right. So you're worth all of that. And before we take a short break, before we take a break, let me also finish. Now, let's also look at let me tell you what happened when you refuse to let go. What is the cost of holding on? Yeah. So what is the cost of holding on? So, it basically is that you're stuck while actually life is moving forward. You are frozen in time, replaying the same painful moment over and over. You're stuck. Huh? That's a cost of holding on. That's what happened when you refuse to let go. You miss out on a new relationship. Because you're still bitter about the old one. You still hold grudges. You're still bitter about the other. Now you missed on this one. So when you're not free because you're still holding on the bitterness of your old relationship. So, and most of us, we are damaged good. Yeah? We are damaged good. You're a damaged good from your past. And you come as a damaged good in a new relationship. And you look at this relationship from your damage, from the traumatized relationship you were. And you're still holding on to that. Yeah. You're still holding those bitterness. Yeah. This is nothing to be cautious. Cautious is learning. What have I learned from the other relationship that helped me be better? You know, that would help me to be better in this relationship. That's a different. So it's not being cautious. It's not like, okay, now on my, okay, let me see if this person is doing exactly what the other person. Now you leave, you're not in it because of fear. Remember the fear that we talked about earlier on, that what are the things that we hold on to? Fear. So because of your fear, so what are you? You are not in it. So you're actually looking at, okay, how is different? How is he different? You're not in it. You're just looking at how how he can be different from the other one. And you are the only one who knows. You are the one who have the criterias. The other person doesn't know. Now you judge them based on what the other person, the previous relationship. You missed out on a new relationship because you are still bitter about the old one. So you miss out on a new opportunities. Because now, the thing is that if you failed before and you keep on holding on to that, you missed out on a new opportunity because you are afraid of failing again. You are afraid of failing again. What is the cost of holding on? You missed out on new opportunities. Yeah? You can also miss out. As we see, you missed out on joy. Like, you remember the two sisters that have been, you know, for 15 years because of their mother's inheritance. The example that I give you. So what do they miss out? They missed out on joy. They missed out on peace together. They miss out, you know, you miss out on freedom because you are carrying yesterday's pain in today. You are carrying yesterday's pain into today. And that would actually make you miss out on really being joyful, on being peaceful, on being free. Here's what I want you to remember. All right? This is what I want you to remember. When you are stuck in the past, when you stay stuck in the past, you prevent yourself from living in the present. Okay? And also, you preventing yourself, you know, from stepping into your tomorrow. Okay? You can't step into your tomorrow. You can't live in your present if you're stuck in the past. That's not a cliche, my friend. Because at this point in time, think of why you said what. You could be something. You could be sad because of something that happened a year ago. Because you're stuck still there. You haven't let go yet. Yeah? Why are you stressed? It could be something that happened 5 weeks ago. You haven't let go yet. Well, it's a process, of course. But if you're not doing anything, then you never get out of that. You never get out of that. So letting go, and write this down, letting go is the cornerstone of change. Yeah. Letting go is the cornerstone of change. When you won't let go, you prevent yourself from experiencing life. Life in an expansive and abundant way. You know, you prevent yourself from that. So we'll be right back after this short break. And when we come back, when we return, I'm going to walk you through practical, actionable steps on how to actually let go and reclaim your life. So that's what's going to come up. And you also most welcome to come through. Okay. Give us your personal experience. Yeah. So give us your personal experience. What happened to you? Let me know. All right. So we'll be back after this musical break.
Siwe kuvali we kutende kuli kwangu la chinyama wasi alanda kumunda ikalionde mbe kumonga mbuluwe Kumosi we kuvali we kutende kuli kwangu la chinyama wasi alanda kumunda ikalionde mbe kumonga mbuluwe
Nakumaye ya ya o. Nakutaje ya ya o. Nikatambulo wanga.
Nakumaye ya ya o.
Nakumaye ya ya o. Nakutaje ya ya o. Nikatambulo wanga. Amai nikatambulo wanga.
Nakutaje
ya ya o. Nikatambulo wanga.
Nakumaye
ya ya o. Nikatambulo wanga. Ai ndika tambulo wange amai ndika tambulo wanga olo hombo kepya kepya olo hombo kepya kepya olo hombo kepya kepya olo hombo kepya kepya aiye katuli bali aiye katuli bali aiye katuli bali aiye katuli bali hey lupuke lupuke aiye
All right, welcome back. It's one of my favorite song one of my favorite traditional favorite song by Perola Omboyo. So welcome back, and welcome back to Mind Matters. If you are just joining us, our time is about 34 minutes past the hour of 12, and we are here until 1 o'clock. When we'll be heading over to Tate de France. So we're talking about why it's so hard to let go of the past, excuse me, and more importantly, how we can finally break free, you know. And now this is where now, as they said, the rubber meets the road. So I'm going to give you six practical steps, not theory, not fluff, you know, real actionable strategies that you can actually start using already today, you know, as we speak. All right. So, you know, we look at how to let go. And as I said, these are some of the practical, that's not the only way.
but some of the practical way you can actually let go. So one, let me put it in steps. Step one, really, one of the most important thing, it's actually to make peace with your past. Step one is really to make peace with your past. Now, you cannot change what happened. You can't go back. You can't undo it. So you can't make people unsay, you know, kind of like make them unsay hateful words that they have said to you or undo harmful actions. You can't do that. But it's your bosha pita. Eh? Your bosha pita. But there's something you can do. Here's what you can do. You can change your relationship with your past. You follow me? You can change. How do you relate to the past? You can change your relationship with the past. So making peace. And making peace means accepting that, yes, like as I was talking to Uncle Bonham. So making peace means accepting that, yes, it happened. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it was unfair. And also accepting that continuing to fight it changes nothing except your own well-being. It changes nothing except actually your own well-being. Now, think of it like this. Imagine you are driving from Windhoek to the north or to Wabish Bay. Anyway, halfway there, you realize you took a wrong turn and wasted an hour. All right? So you have two choices. Spend the rest of your journey angry about that hour or accept it. Adjust your route and enjoy the rest of the drive. So your past is that wrong turn. So your past is that wrong turn. Make peace with it and keep driving. Keep driving. So that's one way you can actually practically, you know, look at that, how to let go. Make peace with your past. Now, the other thing is that take control of your mind. Step two, first make peace with your past. Step two, take control of your mind. And this is huge. All right? This is very, very, very huge. Now, huge in a way that it's huge in a way that your mind is like a radio station. Like you got a fan. Right now, it might be playing pain and suffering channel. At this point in time now, for you, it might be playing pain and suffering channel 24/7. Guess what? You can change the channel. For now, don't leave Eagle FM. This is your favorite one. So you can change the channel. It could be that for now it's playing the pain and suffering channel 24/7. But you can change the channel. So that means you can make an intentional, conscious choice to no longer let the past issues and people who hurt you control your thoughts. That's what break the cycle means. An intentionally decide or intentionally and consciously choose to no longer let the past issues. You can do that intentionally. Or people who have been hurting you to continue control your thoughts. They may not be with you, but they control your thought. So every time your mind drifts to that pain of to that painful memory, acknowledge it. Okay, say yes, I see you, I remember, and gently redirect. But I'm choosing. Okay, now consciously, I'm choosing to focus on today. I'm choosing peace, you know. Well, it's not an easy thing. I mean, this is not, it's not an easy at first. Recognizing that, first of all, understand. First is it's recognizing that, well, I'm on pain and suffering channel now. Okay? That I need to change that channel. That require conscious, that you can consciously know that, where am I? And then consciously change the channel. Make the choice. And redirect that I am choosing to focus on today. I'm choosing to focus on now. I'm choosing peace. So, and as I said, this won't be easy. It's not just, you know, if not used to that, it's not just something that happened like that. It's a training. It's like training a muscle, you know, but with practice, you get stronger. That's exactly the same. So with practice, it actually gets stronger. Now, the third step, now, get all out. Okay? Get it all out. Now, you know what is making it worse? What is making it worse is keeping everything bottled up inside. That's what is making it worse. Talk to someone. Eh? Talk to someone, a trusted friend, a family member, a counselor. I'm a counselor. A pastor, maybe your pastor. Or write it down. Write it down. I'm going to give you another practical one. So write it down. You know, get yourself a journal or and really pour everything out into this into these pages. Eh? I have seen people literally crying, you know, crying out years of pain in one counseling session, just having one counsel, and these people, you know, cry out, really literally cry out years of pain afterwards, and they say, I feel lighter. So that's the point. Eh? So the thing is, I always say this, expression is healing. Don't carry it alone. Expression is healing. So that's why we express ourselves in many ways, in dancing and singing and whatever. Expression is healing. It's part of, naturally God created that. So you can't be, let's say for example, it's not only for about bad things, even a good things. So let's say, for example, you won $1 million. You can't just, you know, the excitement in there, you cannot just bottle it up. That would even have a bad effect on you. Eh? You kind of express it. You express it. Eh? Expression is healing. Even when now things, bad things that we, if we bottle things up, that's what make it worse. Now, write that somewhere. Have it on paper on the wall. Expression is healing. So that you learn to express yourself. And the fourth step is acceptance. And I think this is a tough pill actually to swallow. Why? Because fully accepting the situation as it is, without constantly wishing, you know, it were different, I think is the only way you can move forward. That's the only way you can move forward. So accept as it is. Eh? So you can, we sit here now and think, oh, I wish it was this, I wish it was this, I wish it was this, that, you know, that won't change anything. But accepting as it is, okay, is the only way to move forward. With all its ugliness, with all its truth, with all its pain, with all its whatever it is the only way to move forward. Let's say you lost your job last year. You know, you can't spend every day thinking, if only I hadn't been laid off, if only the company didn't downsize, if only, if only, if only. Or you can accept. Accept, I lost my job. That was painful, you know, but it's done. Now, what is the next move? What is my next move? The other way of thinking, it keeps you stuck. You're not moving. Eh? So, and remember here, accepting doesn't mean you are happy about what happened. That's not what it's all about. It's not that you are happy what about what. It means you stop fighting reality. You stop fighting reality and start working with it. Start working with the reality. Yeah. Because if it's not the reality, the reality is that this is the case. And start working with it. And I know a young man in Ongwediva, that's my hometown, who failed actually grade 12 twice. Failed grade 12 twice. He was devastated, ashamed, angry, you know. For 2 years, he was stuck. Then one day, he accepted it. Okay, I failed, but I'm not a failure. What now? Yeah, well, this comes because, you know, his elder brother passed on and all that. Then he found himself in that situation. But eventually, come to realization. So, yeah, okay, I failed, you know. But I'm not a failure. That's his own words. I'm not a failure. So then he started, what now? So he enrolled in a carpentry program. So discovered his brilliant. He discovered that he was actually brilliant with his hands. And now, as we speak, he ran his own furniture business. And I can tell you, if you see the things that he does, you know, but none of that could happen until he accepted where he was. So look at where you are. Accept the situation as is. That's where you start. If you're pushing it away, it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. And number five, step number five, it's really forgiveness. And this is a big one. Forgiveness. So, and this is where people actually get stuck. Many of us, this is where we get stuck. Let me be very clear. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. All right? It's about you. There's nothing worse than holding on to resentment about someone else, about someone or something for years. While those people, or while they are happily actually move on with their life. This is what we're talking about with Uncle Buana. You know? There's nothing worse than that. You know, you're holding on resentment about someone, or could be something, for years, years after years. And those people have moved on. They moved on with their life. You know the saying that you drink poison and expecting someone else to die. That's exactly that. The resentment is tearing you apart. It's torning you apart. Not the other person. You have drank the poison. You are the one who drank the poison. They drank the poison. And it's you that kills. You know? So forgiveness is saying, you know, forgiveness is saying, what you did hurt me. But I'm no longer giving you power over my peace. That's what forgiveness is all about. You hurt me, yes, but I'm no longer giving you power over my peace. Because if you're not peaceful because of what happened, you're giving that person power over your peace. And here's the most important part. You have to learn to forgive yourself. So you have to learn to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for staying too long, maybe. Forgive yourself for not knowing better. Forgive yourself for the mistake you made. You did the best you could with what you knew at the time. I always said nobody really wants to do mistake that it's a mistake, I'm going to do it, knowing that it's a mistake. No. We always do what we do because we think that was the best at the time. Excuse me. Because we knew that at that time we thought that was the best. So it's only later that we realize, okay, that was a mistake. So when you make a decision at that time, you think you're making the right decision. So you forgive yourself for that. Okay, let me say something personal. So I have worked with women who stayed in an abusive relationship. And they beat themselves up. Yeah? Why didn't I leave sooner? Yeah? This is the question they're asking them. How could I be so stupid? But here's what I tell them. You weren't stupid. You were hopeful, hoping that things get better. You were trying, okay? Trying to change things, maybe. You were surviving. And now you're here. You're here. You are learning. You are growing. Forgive yourself and move on. Move forward. So that's what his forgiveness is all about. One thing that you need to learn is to forgive yourself. And step six, and this is my favorite, live in this moment. Right now. I always said, in the present, there's no problem. Okay? Live in the moment. Live in this moment. Okay?
Good morning. Welcome to Mind Matters.
Is it afternoon or still morning, Mike? How are you?
Oh, it's 12 already. It's almost 1. When you are in the studio, when you come in the studio at that, you still think that you are in the morning hours. Yeah.
And the hours and the service is going on.
Yeah.
I just remember something that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And that, yes, when you are interacting with your clients and things like that, some were saying, no, why didn't I leave area?
Mm.
The area, the better.
Yeah.
They say so.
Mm.
But the wisdom of living matters a lot.
Yeah.
We have heard so many atrocities that have been committed when it comes to relationship that go sour.
Mm.
So what women, most of them do is to say, yes, I don't want you again.
Yeah.
This child is not yours. Who are you?
Mm.
At that moment, it's not a good thing to say, even though it's right. It's not at the moment the right time to say so.
Yeah.
Because you need some kind of wisdom and understanding. Use some tactics to say, yes, I'm no longer interested in this relationship.
Yeah.
One way which I usually advise people to do, which have actually helped them, is to say yes, to delay the saying that I don't want you again. I'm no longer interested.
Yeah.
You are not the father of my children. Be it true or not, because that has to be tested again.
Mm.
You just say, no. Use some kind of word that can cool or quench that violent behavior to rape at that moment.
Yeah, definitely.
You can say fine.
Yeah. So you're speaking from your sensitive part of yourself.
Yes.
You know, but we have people who would tell you straight, you know, now we want to help who will actually receive that message. You know, that cruel message. We want now to help to say, you're not going to make that person say it in a sensitive way so that you can understand.
Yes.
They will tell you cruel or they will insult you, whatever the case may be. So we want now to help people to say, well, that you can't change what people would say to you, what people would do to you. But what you can change is how you react to that.
Exactly. How you respond.
Yeah.
Many a times, people, I don't know, generally, people fear God and they respect God, and they also respect things that come from the people who are more familiar or associated with God.
Yeah.
Say, for example, if you say, okay, here we are not married, even those who are married.
Yeah.
So especially those who are not married, you tell them that, now me, I'm a child of God.
Hmm.
I'm a child of God. Here we are. This is our children. This is your love. No, speaking from our own side now. And I've actually repented.
Yeah.
I've given my life to God, to Jesus. And you know, when people talk about, you can even say, yes, I'm born again now.
Yeah.
I'm born again. I'm a Christian. And many there, whether how crucial, how cruel, how violent the person is, you will think twice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. My girlfriend, she says she's now born again. She doesn't want to commit sin anymore.
Yeah.
Sin of immorality, sin of fornication, and all these kind of things. And the person will tell the person that, we can only come together when we are now getting married, when we are married.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes, and it sinks deep into the heart of the person. I know very well that when my wife died, I spent almost 5 years without getting in love or sexual relationship.
Yeah.
And even my friends, my best friends, they couldn't believe it.
Mm.
Up to now, they say, you are lying.
Yeah.
You never stay for 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. I say, did that by the grace of God? So this is one way of wisdom that one can apply if you know that the things are no longer in good terms and this person might get into the, he might have that kind of mentality of violating and killing me and all these other things. But if you just say, yes, these children are not yours, you are not the father.
Mm.
Maybe it's true or not, but the moment you say that, that man, no matter how much coward or stupid or clever that person is, except if that person is so, maybe you find I don't know what kind of a person that you find with that kind of attitude and character, characteristic, that person will turn against you and he will kill you. We know, I know many of example of one person who was killed in the Katutura hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that person was having a boyfriend that's coming from, I will not mention the name, but it's obvious.
So Uncle Bonner, I have only 2 minutes before I hand over. Ne?
So if they use some of those kind of wisdom and tactic, they might go free.
Yeah.
But if you just say, no, I don't want you again, I don't like you, and what, you are not a father, and things like that, it might result to some kind of horrific kind of killing.
Yeah, you're right.
So thank you very much, Mike.
Well, thanks for coming through.
Good.
All right. All right. All right, yes. All right, so welcome back. Yeah, so our time is about just 1 minute left before we say goodbye. I was talking quickly. That's staying the present, you know. And as I said, that's actually my favorite one because here you ask yourself, is holding on to this person, for example, to these things, to this idea or, you know, thing or idea, really serving me, make me happy at this current moment? So if the answer is yes, maybe you are not ready to let go yet. Okay? That's okay. Maybe you still need time. But if the answer is no, okay? If the answer is no, ask yourself the next question. Could let go of this help me to live a brighter or happier life in the future?
So, and if the answer is yes, so if the answer is yes, so then what happened to? So if the answer is yes, or even it's just maybe, then you need seriously to consider beginning the process of letting go. Okay? Do it even if it seems scary. It could be very scary for you to think about that. So you can do it. Do it even if it sounds very scary. Do it even if you will miss actually what you're releasing. Maybe you want to leave, you want to stop alcohol. I mean, to stop drinking. Of course, you think I'm going to miss this. Do it anyway. All right. So, because here's the truth. Okay. Every time you let go of something that is weighing you down, you actually create a space for something beautiful to enter. You actually do. So our time is 1 minute past the hour of one. So my dear friends across Namibia, wherever you find yourself. So we have just come to the end of our time together this morning or this afternoon. But I want you to think about this. Okay? I want you to think about this. I want you to leave you with this. You are not the past. Okay? You are not your past. You are not what happened to you. You are not the pain you have carried. Okay? You are the strength that kept you going. You are that strength. You are the courage it took to listen this morning. You know, you are the hope that believes tomorrow can be different. That's who you are. Letting go is not one-time event. It's a daily practice. Some day will be easier than others. Some days will feel free, or other days the weight will creep back. That's normal. That's human. Be patient. You have to be patient with yourself. Now, start small. Maybe this morning. I mean, maybe this this afternoon. Forgive yourself. You know, you forgive yourself for one thing. Maybe for one thing. Maybe tomorrow you decide to stop telling that painful story to everyone you meet. Yeah. Maybe next week you have that difficult conversation you have been avoiding. One step at a time, you reclaim your life. Okay? So remember when you stay stuck, as we said, when you stay stuck in the past, you prevent yourself from living in the present and stepping into your tomorrow. So let go is the cornerstone of change. Okay? When you won't let go, you prevent yourself from experiencing life in an expansive and abundant way. So you deserve peace, you deserve joy, you deserve freedom. And it starts the moment you decide to let go. Thank you for your spending these 2 hours with me on Mind Matter, the program that focuses on your emotional and psychological and social well-being. So, yeah, we have looked at what affects how we feel, how we think, and how we behave, and how you can handle stress and relate to others and make health choices. So if today's conversation touched you, you know, touch your heart, share it with others, share it with someone, you know, who needs to hear it. And if you are struggling, you know, please reach out for help. All right? Please reach out for help. And you don't have to do this alone. Until next time, take care of your mind. It matters. And I'm your host, signing off and saying goodbye and handing over to Wintuk. Have a good day, Namibia.